the 2017 teaching series in the USA, taking the refuge vow and observing the five lay precepts. Speaker Kenpo Sutrim Lojo. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
This morning we have a refuge vow ceremony, but before we actually get to the granting of the vows, first I'd like to give an introduction about what refuge actually is and what it means to take the vows. So Sanji Kandro gave an introduction about what would take place today and mentioned that it was an auspicious day and what would happen. And so I'm going to give an introduction about this. Taking refuge on such a special and auspicious day as this means that the roots of virtue that we accumulate are especially great. First of all, if we take all of the practice within the teachings of the Buddha and condense them, we can do so into 3 points.
So
it's possible to condense them into the 3 points of ethics or morality, samadhi, and wisdom. So corresponding with the first of these, ethics or morality, we have the taking of vows. There are many different types of Buddhist vows. However, at the root of all of them, or at the basis of them all, is the refuge vows. So today we are going to start off with a giving of refuge vows. Once you have taken the refuge vows, then on this basis, taking one or several of the householder vows is very good. Of the lay Buddhist vows, there are 5 of them. However, it's not necessary that you take all of them. You can take as many as you feel it personally appropriate to do. So you could take 2 of them or 3 of them. So as a Buddhist, the first step is taking refuge. So it's just like the entrance to this temple or shrine room. Taking refuge is like entering through its door.
Tani jamdhūsa jī kārīrī ngātsu kāga tani ndōnyā lāma lā chāpsum chō, sāngjē lā chāpsum chō, tani zī kāga ndōnyī tani yōrī. Tī ārī zī na tī kāga ndōnyī shchik bō tī jamdhūsa jī kārīs.
So what is refuge? Is it the recitation that we do? I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. No, it's not simply the recitation of these words.
Tani jamdhū, ona jamdhū ngomati kārīlā zhīgirī zhīdā tini tātī ngā sāngmālā tini ngotru chīgīyīns.
As to what real refuge is, I'd like to introduce this now to everyone.
Tini tī yīndī tini tī jamdhū zhīyātī tini ngā tsō tāngbū tā chī tabdhīpū shīni shiātna jamdhū zhīyātī tini kīlīn yāna tamjā o tini zhīlā jamdhū zhīgirī zhī kīlīn bā yāna tamjā.
So putting it in its most simple terms, we can say that refuge is an acceptance or a promise or a pledge. So what is it that we are promising or pledging? The promise is in this lifetime to study in the example of the Buddha and to learn and practice the Buddha Dharma. This is the pledge that is entailed by refuge. So putting it in very simple terms, this is what refuge is. If we explain it, however, a little in slightly more extensive terms, then it will be easy to understand. So I will do that now.
Then it's tambo nga so peze ke goni sha na tini so so tini ko labo yore tini nge peze ni sha ke yense.
So if I make an analogy for refuge, you'll be able to understand its meaning well. So I will give an analogy now.
Then it pena nga so tani ta somma tani zeko tani korang ga tani sobja na ni tani sobjung je na tani sobjung ji ga se tani kola yin da men da chachin yak bo tani sim changgo re chachin sim de yin ji mun ji changgo re.
So a student, if they are going to attend school, it is absolutely necessary that they meet three conditions. So the first of these conditions is that the student has a good teacher. However, if we have a good teacher, but that teacher doesn't teach us anything, then despite the fact they're a good teacher, it's of no benefit to us. So the second condition is that the student needs to have lessons in the school, whether they are university lessons or middle school lessons, depending on what levels of school they are attending. The second condition is that they need to have content or lessons.
And
then the third condition is that the students in the school have the support of parents and family networks, and in addition to this, the support of their classmates. So this is the third condition.
Then he tang also pen a lobtang and la girgan yapo yo. Then he girgan gang also la lobtin, 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 lobtin sheet, then he lobtin yang yo. Then he lobtok so then he jafjur da, chimsanga jafjur yang yo. The chatting symbol in Jixona. Then he tang also lobtang and lojong chichokores.
So if we have a good teacher and that teacher provides us with lessons, and in addition to that we have the support of parents and families and our classmates, then those three conditions are fulfilled and it's possible to actually go to study in that school. So in going to this school to study, what is it necessary to accept or to pledge? The first thing is that we need to recognize our teacher as our teacher, to accept them as our teacher.
And in addition
to this, the student also needs to accept that whatever lessons or classes are provided or arranged by their teacher, they will study. So this is the second thing. And then the student needs to recognize and accept their classmates as their classmates. So the fellow 20 or 30 students who are with them in the same class, these need to be accepted by the student as their fellow classmates. So refuge, Buddhist refuge, follows just like this. When we talk about Buddhist practice or practicing Buddhism, in terms of the essence, the real essence of Buddhist practice, there is nothing more than love, loving kindness and compassion and wisdom. If we were to condense all of the Mahayana teachings into their essence, then there would be nothing more than these, loving kindness and compassion and wisdom. So when we people talk about being a Buddhist practitioner or doing Buddhist practice, what in fact does this mean? What does this entail? Reciting prayers, doing recitations, doing prostrations, making offerings, all of these things, yes, they are considered part of practice. But the root or the essence of Buddhist practice is not these things.
The
essence or the real root of Buddhist practice is studying and learning and practicing loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta, and studying and practicing wisdom. These are the essence of the Mahayana teachings.
Tani shamdang nyarje dang sherbla tani lojong jiwi kapsi tani lobjang na la lojong jiwa dang sikbare nga chula yang tani chaching sim changgo res.
So just as in a school we need to meet three conditions, so too do we need to do this when we are learning about loving kindness and compassion and wisdom. So the first of these conditions is that when we are learning about loving kindness and compassion and wisdom, we need a really good teacher. And in respect of this, the Shakyamuni Buddha serves as our teacher or lama or leader or guide on the path. And then for the second condition, just as in a university or school, we need to have lessons. We follow or we learn or study the Buddha Dharma. So in learning about compassion and wisdom, we follow these teachings. This is what the Dharma refers to. And then thirdly, we require a sangha, and what this refers to is fellow practitioners of the Mahayana path, whether they are ordained monastic practitioners or lay practitioners. These people serve as our Dharma friends, just like our classmates.
So
just as if we want to study but we don't have any teacher, but if we don't have any teacher, it's not possible for us to do so. Therefore, it is necessary for us to rely on a teacher, and this is why we rely on the Buddha Shakyamuni as our teacher and go for refuge in him. This is the reason. Just as students in a school need to accept that they will study the lessons that have been set out by their teachers, we too accept the need to study and practice the teachings of the Buddha Dharma. In a school, it is through studying the lessons that have been set out that a student is able to graduate. Even if the teacher is good, without any content to study, then there is no benefit. So in just the same way, we accept to study and practice, take on to study and practice the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, and this is the reason why we go for refuge in the Dharma.
어때니 선바디 드니 긴든 라캡슨도 와지 긴든 제야티 드니 가서 람 냠슬림비네 급고 쪽 잡어데레스 디엔디 드니 가서 긴든 바디 메나 가서 따따드니 추냠린 제스 싸와니 문득제 강레제나 드니 산지는 드니 로통 차니 당압야 드니 그 공네 드니 다 냠은 렌디 차르송어레 드니 데 가서 제탑 그 문득제 드니 인디 산지 응무스 가서 라오다 드니 고니 냠린 제 드니 냠린 제 드니 럼큰
And then thirdly, we go for refuge in the Sangha. And the Sangha serves as our companions on the path of Buddhist practice. Without the Sangha, then it's actually not possible for us to be able to practice. The Buddha Shakyamuni himself passed away or passed into Parinirvana 2,500 years ago, and so none of us will have the chance to actually see him in person. The Buddha, of course, taught a great deal of, gave a great deal of teachings. However, we today require teachers who are able to impart those lessons or teachings to us. If we simply rely on ourselves, then it's not possible that we will gain a complete understanding of their content. So for this reason, it's important that we have teachers who are able to communicate those lessons or teachings. So those who are able to tell us and impart to us what it was that the Buddha taught is the Sangha. As said, we ourselves don't have the opportunity to see the Buddha Shakyamuni ourselves. We can't study from him personally ourselves, and so therefore we need other members of the Sangha who can communicate and introduce the teachings of the Buddha to us. And we require them to study. We need them to be able to study the Buddha's teachings. So they serve the role of our classmates. Without them, we're not able to study the Buddha's teachings, and it's for this reason that we go for refuge in the Sangha. So these are the reasons, the real concrete reasons why we need to go for refuge. Some people say that refuge is just an external or formulaic kind of ritual, but in fact this is absolutely not the case. There are clear reasons why we need to take refuge.
Then he got so lobta chicken, son, then he lojong jena, then he lobta, then he churanga, the girgin, the churanga, girgin, yumba, the churanga, killing, the yumbe, then he churanga, then in the yin, the lojong chichi, asuchola, go to jia, the churanga, then he lojong jiga, a yumin, churanga, tamja chigo, then he the zega yamarita, mena, don latin, the quarant, tamja chi, or ezio, or ta, girgin, lobta, the girgin, the aranga, girgin, jiga yin, lobta, ala, go to jivitin, lobsin, aranga, lojong jiga yin. Then he lobja nala yo pitini lobma jamba teso, then arango lobjok jegens in it. Don't go tola, coron lobja dinal and rose artitinity killing she sarsumaris.
When a student goes to study in a school, they are not actually asked, do you accept this teacher? Do you recognize this person as your teacher? They're not actually asked, will you pledge to study these lessons? However, in actual fact, this kind of pledge is entailed or implied in the student attending the school. So in actual fact, in going to the school, the student does pledge to recognize the teacher as their teacher, to undertake the lessons that have been set, and to recognize their fellow students as their classmates. And this is, in fact, how a student pledges or promises in undertaking to attend a school. So this is how it is, and that is an analogy for taking refuge. So by thinking about refuge in this way, one can see that in order to study Buddhism, it's necessary to first take refuge. Without taking refuge, it's not possible to study Buddhism. By thinking about this analogy, it's possible to see the reasons for this. Because taking refuge is our first step in Buddhist study and practice, it's necessary that we have a good understanding of what it is. I'd like to give another analogy for refuge. If we become sick, then we need to go to a hospital in order to be treated for our sickness.
And
at this time, it's also necessary that we meet or fulfill three different conditions. So the first condition is, in going to a particular hospital, we need to have a good doctor. Without having a good doctor, it won't be possible for us to cure our sickness. That's the first condition. The second condition is that we need to have medicine. Even if we've got a good doctor but we don't have medicine, then it won't be possible to cure our sickness. So it's necessary that we also have medicine. That's the second condition.
And
the third condition is we need medical staff to assist the doctor, people to give injections and do other treatment procedures. So aside from the doctor, we also need to have nurses. So if we meet these three conditions or fulfill these conditions, then if we get sick, we can go to the hospital and be cured of our sickness. So all of us, due to our mental afflictions and the physical sufferings of cyclic existence, are like patients in a hospital.
아니 다틴 나티티니 추구나티니 아초라 맘바 약보고 건드티니 아초 맘바티 스레즈나 티니 사르제 샤크자타 바레즈 아초고 티니 길가난치 뉴무 바티니 나파르 메파친킨 그 맘바티 티니 사르지레즈.
And in order to heal our sickness, we need a good doctor. And our good doctor is the Shakyamuni Buddha, who is able to help us cure the sufferings of cyclic existence and mental afflictions. So our doctor is the
Buddha.
So it's for this reason that we rely on the Buddha, that we need to rely on the Buddha. A patient who is sick needs to rely on a doctor. Without doing this, it's not possible for them to cure themselves.
Dini nipa ti nga cho dini mamba ti ten sarvi jini dini mamba ti nga cho la mankari jinnna. Dini nga cho zargo re, manti zargo re. Dini mahtoba dini man kashis ngay zaga yin, kashis ngay zaga manze. Pena ti Mani natini chio rotua jimbo dao ngarbo dao tindi ona ngete zaga yinze. Ote kawo dao re te nge zaga man tindi zi chio amare. Ngaso la man kare go tindi mamba hako yo rezi. Tindi yinti mamba ngaso la man chaya ti ngaso zargo yo rezi.
And secondly, having relied on a doctor, then whatever medicine they prescribe, we need to take. We can't just say, oh, I'll take this kind, but I won't take that kind. We can't just say, oh, I'll only eat the kind of medicine that tastes good or has a sweet taste, but I won't take those pills that taste bitter. The doctor knows what medicine we need to take to recover from our illness, and we need to take the medicine that he or she prescribes. So the Dharma, the Buddha Dharma, is just like medicine. And that's our second condition.
The ngasola man changing o marze man baga tini ngasola takshishi o ta tini man dun 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 go undu zini tezi goyore tini tezi tari jisu tini ngus ngasola man tini ngasola chat yana ngasola kap jib tini chinkinti tini ngus laglim chinkinti tini manjipa re tini ngasola go res.
And then thirdly, we need the sangha. So, as we said before, the Sangha is like the assistants of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So, just as nurses are doctors' assistants, we need them because without them, there's no one to give us medicine. Our doctor examines us and tells us that we need to do this and to take this medicine. But the people who actually give us that medicine, provide us with the injections we need and so forth, actually implement or put into practice the advice that the doctor has given are the nurses. So we need these assistants.
The Maji Patawa Indi Tini Tila Tingo, Tila Martina, Tining as a Chula Lojung, Jetab Yamare, the checking somebody is.
So, just like the doctor's nurses, as we rely on the nurses of a doctor, we need to rely on the Sangha too, because without them, it's not possible for us to study the Buddhist teaching. So, that is the third condition.
Then you also mankang latin in Ruby Caps, then if mankang can go to Yoni, I churang a nature latin, mamba gor, garic or jina, the churang killing in. Nasu chola mankari turnati, manti churang a zajik, who churang killing tamja jiga in. Then it is your maris, your marta, don't go to long as a mankang dinal and roots harvi jini, not so killing ji or is ota, mankang dinala you be mambati, maranga tingians it, any mambati ala mankari jina, ting is aliens it. Tunggu tolak ti kelin cie cara rezeki, matu ti kelin macin nama tu mangkana yang mari, rona pantau yang mari.
So even though when we go through the entrance of a hospital, no one is asking us, do you agree to accept the appointed doctor as your doctor? Do you agree to consume the medicine that they prescribe? In actual fact, upon going to a hospital, we have in effect accepted or promised to do just this, to rely on the doctor, to take the medicine that they prescribe. Because if we hadn't accepted to do this, then we probably wouldn't have gone to the hospital, and going to the hospital wouldn't be of any benefit. As to whether we actually go to a hospital, go into a hospital, or go to school, these are things that we have freedom in our choice. We have freedom of choice over. After actually having gone to a hospital, though, or having decided to go to school, then we accept to the need, and we undertake to rely on our teacher or our doctor. Without so, there would be no meaning. Without doing so, there would be no meaning in going there whatsoever. So, taking refuge follows this same logic.
Gangster tini to kati namba lati ngel hobjam chungjong che ge yen ze ni tri ze sona tini ta sangi la tini girgun che tini chula nga so gol hobdip da o che tini gendan pat so nga so gol hobjong da o che ni tri shi ni so jong che go re de ma to ba hobjong che ta kha kha yo ma re ze.
As to whether one places faith in the Buddha Dharma, this is something that everyone has free choice in respect of. There are many different religious traditions. Everyone has is free as to what they decide to do, how they decide to exercise their faith. If, however, we undertake to be Buddhists and to study the Buddha Dharma, then it is necessary that we accept the Shakyamuni Buddha as our teacher, the Dharma, the Buddha Dharma as our textbooks or lessons, and the Sangha as our classmates. Because aside from this, or aside from these things, there is no other mode of studying the Buddha's teachings.
Oya tini tati na tati gola tati ngaco ti kongde ngaco jamru gobi jimsen kare zini ti jimsen ti samalongo chushi pares.
So what I have just covered are the reasons for why we take refuge.
Tini tati wotu tini ta ngaco tari gongla tini ngaco girgen sangi reze tini ngaco lojong shi ati chu reze tini ngaco lojong ti genden pares tini ti lapsonga. Tini sangji zina kari re, di chu zina kari re, talo, di gendan ba zina kari re zina, tini te ngotu tab di bo chie gare se.
So I have just likened the Buddha to our teacher in school, the Buddha Dharma to our lessons or textbooks in school, and the Sangha to our classmates at school. But as to what is the Buddha, what is the Dharma? What is the Sangha? What do these things actually mean? I'd like to talk a little bit about this now. So putting it in very simple terms, we can say that the Buddha is the Shakyamuni
Buddha.
Other Buddhas, such as the Buddha Amitabha, are also included in this notion, but when we refer to the Buddha, primarily we're meaning the Shakyamuni
Buddha. 나가 저 탁바 진보 옛날에 탁바 충성 옛날에 사마 추레스.
In terms of the Dharma, what we primarily mean here is the teachings that were given by the Shakyamuni Buddha himself, whether the teachings of the Mahayana tradition or the Hinayana tradition, all of these are considered the Buddha Dharma.
아니 겐든제야디 가리라제기 어르지나 가츠 페르나 타바 침보우 나라이나 아니 겐든 바제야디 페르나 파바 샤리즈다오다 드님 곰본 잠보양다오 든디 고로 샹십셈화 무스치이나 텔라 겐든 바제 무스치이나 텔라 겐든 바제 니든디 제그레스.
As for the Sangha, in terms of the Mahayana understanding, the Sangha includes bodhisattvas such as Chinrezig or Manjushri. Just one person of this nature can be considered Sangha.
I was talking about the Gindambazi, the Rabdushungwa, Rabshungta, the Tayang Mojiona, the Jianchula, the Gindambazi, the Sum Manchu, Ni Sum.
From the perspective of the Hinayana tradition, the Sangha refers to an assembly of ordained monastics of four people or more. So any less than four, so one or two or three ordained monastics, would not be considered the Sangha. They would be considered as individual ordained monastics.
Tini te indi terang aso kiamro tini jibi kapsi tini aso sanji tsama la kapsin ro gore mata o ngarang sanji shakja tapa la kapsin ro yin tini ngombo o hokme ta tso nga kapsin ro manzi tini marezi sanji tsama la kapsin ro gore.
So today when we take refuge and go for refuge in the Buddha, we go for refuge in all the Buddhas. So we can't just say, oh, I'll go for refuge in the Buddha Shakyamuni, but I won't go for refuge in the Buddha Amitabha. In taking refuge in the Buddha, we do so in all of the
Buddhas.
And in going for refuge in the Dharma and the Buddha Dharma, similarly, we need to go for refuge in all of the Buddha's teachings. So we can't say, oh, well, I only go for refuge in the Mahayana teachings, but not in the Hinayana teachings. For the purposes of refuge, we need to take refuge in all of the Buddha's teachings.
Tani gendun bayana tadang chikbare nga tso gendun tsama la tani kyabsin ro ure mato de nga ngarang pakpan jahwar yang shangshif senkwa la kyabsin ro yin tani nyantu gendun la ngarang kyabsin ro munzi yang rao tani yaw maare te gendun tsama la kyabsin ro go ure.
And it is the same for taking refuge in the Sangha. We need to take refuge in all members of the Sangha. So we couldn't say, we'll take refuge in Bodhisattva Manjushri, but I won't take refuge in the Shravaka Buddhas of the Hinayana tradition. We, in going for refuge in the Sangha, we need to go for refuge in all Sangha members.
Atati ngasotani ta sangye kare, chu kare, gendan kare zete ngotru chi pare.
So that's an explanation of what the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha means.
Then it's a Kundunga to the Nitambo Chamru Gui Jimson Karezi. Then it's Chamru Chegona, that Chamru Kangla Chego Rezi, Sanji Kangri, Chukangri, that thing as a Shatsaso. Then it's the water. Tawana in the Chamrus in a Chamru Moma Koranga Tonda de Karezi. Then it's the Shakarezi, Tangaso Kandi Guni Chapson Rogo Rezini, thing of two Shakarez.
So thus far, we have covered the reasons why we need to go for refuge and what it is that we actually take refuge in. So we've looked at the objects of refuge, the Buddha, the Sangha, the Dharma, the Sangha, what they mean. Now we are going to look at refuge, how it actually is that we go for refuge.
Tani tanga so tani chamru ziyati koranga ngunda ngumanda wote kangrezena chamru tin domban doya mareze, shangsaya mareze, tinim chobapia mareze, Tani kareri zina khilin ri, tamja zila, tani kyamdu zega yores.
In terms of the essence of going for refuge, it's not doing recitations, it's not doing prostrations, it's not making offerings. The essence of refuge is making a pledge or a commitment.
Tani ta kyamdu di tamja kari che gore, khilin kari che gore zina, tani sangji la kyapsan rawaz, shula kyapsan rawaz, gindan la kyapsan rawaz, ti sambo ti tani tamja sam rezi. Sangji la kyapsan rawaz ya ti tamja chigri, shula kyapsan rawaz ki ti yang tamja zina khilin zina chigri, tani gindan la kyapsan rawaz ki ti khilin tamja chigri, tani tamja mandrawa sam yaw rezi, khilin mandrawa sam yaw rezi na chukri.
So what are then the pledges or commitments that we make in going for refuge? Firstly, we go for refuge in the Buddha. Secondly, we go for refuge in the Buddha Dharma. And thirdly, we go for refuge in the Sangha. So put together, they form three pledges or three commitments. Each of them constitutes a pledge or commitment in their own right. And when taken together, they are the three pledges, or we could also call them commitments.
Then it terang also in the Tomba Sanji Shakjata Bakuda, then it shanks in her good, then the Mambo, Lakan Dina La Yori, then it did terang also Sanji Kusup Sapjawaris.
So today in the shrine hall, we are surrounded by many different statues and images of the Buddha, and they are going to serve as representatives of the Buddha.
Then it also Sanji Kumdene, then it Tamja Jagoris.
So it is in front of the Buddha that we make our pledge.
Then it tamja kariche gore zena tambong aso sanji la chapsun to be kapsun aso semka dala karisam gore zena. Then it aso ti semka tani. Then it uni trani semkum ripi tani zegre. Aso semka dala masam bata ka then it labjak bata o tindi mayimba. Semka tani o ta nima terani zong. Nima terani zong. Tani maung bala tani tsin dodang, tani kiewa shima dang, di kiewa shima, kiewa tserib tamchit da zhigri. Kiewa tserib tamchit da tani sangji shakja da ba, sangji di tani ngarang ga tomba yinzi, tomba zida girgin, ngarang la lamtung kinti sangji yinzi. Tani sangji maim bi tani jamba nga zo jitin ka kamla, tani la da, nje da, tani mambu yorim. Deso tamchit bo, ngarang ka girgin menzi, ngarang la lamtung kinti tisu men, ngarang lamtung kinti tini sarje shakja tapa yinzi, tini tindi gu tamja chikshi gori, di tamja tila, tini sarje la kyapsan rozi gres.
So when we make our pledge in front of the Buddha to go for refuge in the Buddha, it is necessary for us to pledge, to make a pledge from the very depths of our heart with great sincerity. So not just paying lip service, but doing so with great conviction. We pledge that from today onwards, for this life and indeed for all lives to come, that we will accept the Shakyamuni Buddha as our guide on the path or our teacher. And we pledge at the same time to not take others as our teacher. So there are many different worldly ghosts and spirits, so we pledge not to take these as our guides or our teacher. Gods and spirits, I meant to say. So we pledge not to take them as our teacher. We go for refuge in the Buddha and take the Buddha as our guide, and this is the first pledge. So that's our first pledge or commitment.
Then also the Sangela Capson or Chokores, the Nicarte, Tamja Simgonalachi Matavana, the Ningaso, the Nisangela Capson, Rotrion, Rotabio Mares.
So everyone needs to examine their own minds. Are they able and willing to go for refuge in the Buddha in this way? If yes, then we can take refuge in the Buddha. If no, then we can't take this pledge. So everyone needs to examine their own minds.
드니 다 점주 니바디레스 담자 니바.
So now we come to the second pledge.
드니 담자 니바디 드니 영아주 샘근나란디 산지 금든니 아주 담자 켈린지니 어다 나랑 니마 때랑니 종 어 드니 계완이 새롭 탐시드드니 다 나랑 그 추강 염슬랭 그 제나 된 자본라라 추 망보여리 다 디나니 아주 드니 산지 샥자서 봐 송바 추 드니 대행 아랑 냠슬링 그 인세 어다 아랑 산지 식자다 바 추디 냠슬링 그 인 마토디 잠바 쉐타 추 망보 요리 참마요 약보리 레데다 아랑 무스치 그 딘디 망보 즈 냠슬링 고나 나 렌탑 그 마레 딘디 인디 디니 네 디니 산지 그 디니 추 디니 네 대 냠슬링 그 인 삼네 디니 파랑 담자 시토 소나 디니 데 추라 캡슨 로즈 그레스.
The second pledge is to take refuge in the teachings of the Buddha. In making this pledge, we undertake from today onwards for all our lives to come to study the Buddha's teachings, to take the Buddha's teachings as our path of practice. There are in the world many different religious teachings, many of them very good. However, we're not able to practice them all. And so in pledging to go for refuge in the Buddha Dharma, we undertake to study the Buddha's Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings as our path. So this is the second pledge.
Dini ting aso soso rang sem ganala tamja yakpo shetup sona. Dini aso jamjo niba de yore. Dini chula kyapsen rawaz gite yakpo yore.
So in pledging or undertaking in our own minds to do this, then we can be considered to have taken refuge in the Buddha Dharma.
Then it tamja zinanja jamju zinanja tini sambadi res thamadi res.
So now we come to the third pledge or commitment, the final one.
Then it sambadi kangre zinatini tayang aso yang sangji kumdala yang aso khelinje o ta ngarani ma terani zong. Then it kiwani kiwa kiwani serb thamchit. Then it sangji jumdende sangji jila lomkeng tini nangba tini nyamlinjeng deso. 땡 아랑 그 추적 연지 땡 아서 아랑 그 협적다 보시 아랑 그 추적 연지 되니 때 마임 받더니 남바 협적신 그 로중신 그 마임비 못에서 담아 되니 아랑 그 추적 문지 아랑 그 정보 있나 초거리 아랑 그 협적 있나 초거리 아랑 그 가래 그 정보 있나 초거리 있나 땡 아랑 그 추적 말이지 되니 아랑 그 추적디 땡 남바상 기와 냠린친 근데서 인삼니 되니 된디 담자 시그랬더니 디 담자디 Tani chula kyapsan rwa zi gres.
Sanji la kyapsan chula. Sanji la, sanga, chizati gindun la tani kyapsan
rwa. Zi gindun la kyapsan rwa zi gres. Sambati. Kanurosu.
So the third pledge or undertaking in making this pledge, we go before the Buddha and accept from today onwards for all of our lifetimes to come to take all of those who follow in the path of the Buddha, all our fellow Buddhist practitioners as our spiritual companions. So in making this pledge, we undertake not to regard other practitioners of other teachings as our spiritual companions. It's fine for them to be our ordinary friends or for them to be our classmates, but not our spiritual companions. So it is Buddhist practitioners who we pledge to regard as our spiritual companions, and in making this pledge we take refuge in the Sangha. So, as for refuge, real refuge, these are the three pledges that constitute it.
Tini tindi tamja sambo te yakpo zo yo sona na tini nga cho nangba re charwa re, tini sanji ega lhoma, sanji shakja taba ga lhoma re, tini sanji shakja taba ga lhoma re songwa re.
So in making these pledges with sincerity, then we become considered as Buddhists. We are now students of the Shakyamuni Buddha.
어떤지인데 나서 소소 세미나랑 소소 따다 어때 캘린시 탑사리 좀 문득도 나랑 것이 탑근 누구 삼바든지 옛날에 되니 잠조 돈바야고 톰조 그래서
So everyone needs to think for themselves. Am I able to make these pledges? Am I able to undertake these commitments? And then if you are and can make them, then you can become a Buddhist. If in thinking over the pledges, you find yourself thinking that you're not able to take them for the time being, that's no problem. You can think about these pledges slowly over time, and in the future, there will be another opportunity when you can take them if you decide to do so.
드니 나츠 낭추 낭라드니 칼 리파 가르침보 드니 쯔야 드니 돈다치 요르지 돈다치 데 강르제나 아주 낭추 낭니 드니 무 참마 수수수수 드니 과랑 추르글라 타파 가르지 베나 과랑 이시라 타파 제요나다 드니 무슬림 그 추라 타파 제요나 야나 잠발라 타파 제요나 야나 타파 멘킹이나 강타나 미 잠바 코솔라 타파 요나 티 타파 텔랑 아주 인담문다 진족 제고 레지 진족 존중
So there's one point that is, one issue that's considered very important in Buddhism. There are many different religious faiths. There is the Christian faith, the Islamic faith, there are people of other faiths, and there are people with no faith at all. Regardless of what faith a person might have, it's important that as Buddhists we respect their faith. We certainly should not say that other people's religious faiths are bad and that we are good. This is something we absolutely should not do.
Korang chulu jambaz mahlum ne tini namba ko chulu lab jana te per na tini ngi mo jambaz la o ta chorang te gasamari namba la tini lobna gasari tini she jana te ngi ti jila ti mi te la phan tho tho sa re tho sa mari te ta go re ji kar ti mathana te ti korang la phan tho mathana tini o ta chorang ko chu tin rukum dung de lab ta yak bo tini cha ne je chok mare kar ti tini zena Tani ngārāng lāt pērnā shāngshū sēnghuā gā dōmbā gā tīni tōgni nīpā yōrēzi, dōmbā nyamdō gōrē tīni tāpchīngshē yōrēzi.
If we tell others who have a different religious faith not to study their current faith but to study the Buddhist teachings, then we really need to assess whether doing so would be of benefit to them or not. If this is not of benefit to them, then we shouldn't say this. In doing so, we are actually breaking a bodhisattva vow.
Authentic in the tennis, so so rank tago, res, and as a sama, so so rank tamja, cheda, machi, sama, so so rank tago, res.
So, in terms of these pledges, everyone needs to decide for themselves.
The nita perna terang rapo in another, as a sama, so so rank tini, tachanita, aran number cherry and some nitinti, yore, tetchi, samlo mambotan, goji, mari, shirtang tinti rapo res.
Today, everyone who has come here has decided to come to take refuge and become Buddhist, so there's probably not too much need to be thinking about this today, but in general, this is people should think about the pledges, think over the pledges.
So 레즈 티 캠로 요 테리 추샤 바 요 테리 참마 텐디 레즈
티 컴블레니 골라 데니 치즈
마무 팔라 추마
메니 티 디젤라 데니 얍조이나 치즈 이나 데니 참마
캠로 요나 데 데니 추파 샤파 추샤 바 요나 데 레즈
And there is another issue that is also considered very important in the Buddhist tradition, and that is not teaching the Dharma or not attempting to tell people who are not interested or desiring to hear about the Buddhist teachings, not imposing these teachings on them. So thinking of all kinds of different ways to go about teaching or imposing the Buddhist teachings on others if they are not interested or if they don't have any desire to hear them, this is not allowed. And this goes for whether it is refuge or other Buddhist teachings. We shouldn't force them upon people who are not actually interested in hearing them.
Then I saw Jamdrona, Jamdro Salashigo, Rezi, Jamdro Shisa, the Ni Yirtushat. The Niti Olang also the Ni Jamdro Mada Garej, Rezin it in a Tisha Bari, the Titon Sumriswa. The Nita Tonsin Jibati, the Ni Jibati Tinningazo Jamdro, the Ni Muir, Tangazo Scarigaton, the Ni Jamdro Chego or Rezi, Tepe Karchimbori, the Ni Tisha Kins, the Tonsin Jiba.
So we have so far covered the reasons why it is necessary for us to go to refuge. We've looked at the objects of refuge and what they mean. We've also looked at what it means to actually go for refuge. Now we are at our fourth point, and that is the purpose or the goal in going for refuge. This is very important, and I'd like to talk about this now.
Then if Shirtang as a Musola, then a Jamdru, Siena, then a Koran Susula, Muir and Damanda Mambo, or is it Muir Kanyuna, Chokoris, Shirtang Dukuris?
Often in taking refuge, people have many different goals and purposes. Generally, it's okay for people to have different purposes.
Tati Muir and Damanda is a Samaser, Dona, Samaser, Dona, the Muir Sumganala, Saman Dindoris, Saman Doris.
In compiling or in distilling the various reasons that people go for refuge, it's possible to say that there are three main ones.
Then you muir, there's a mamodang, then you jambondawodang, then you muir and tumbozi, then you sum yores.
So these three purposes accord with three different levels, a lower level, a medium level, and a higher level.
Then you muir mashu.
So the lowest level of aspiration in going for refuge is that of people who seek refuge in order to have luck and good fortune in their worldly lives, in these lives, in order to be free from illnesses and to have good luck and good fortune in their undertakings. They think that in becoming a Buddhist, it will have benefits in respect of these things. So this purpose or level of aspiration in taking refuge is considered the lowest level of aspiration.
Then young Kashir, the Nidangarang, Tishimala, Kira Shimala, the Ningarang Yankir, the Ningarang Mu Lilin, the Nimu Nani, the Nimu Shibo, the Nimu Wancha Yunkin, the Nimu, the Nidigger, Kibos, the Nimu, the Ninsua Yabo, the Niz Yuna Samni, the Nidondo.
So There are some people who also take refuge for the sake of their future lives, with the purpose of achieving a human rebirth again, being a wealthy or a powerful human, being able to enjoy a pleasant worldly life. This kind of aspiration, just like the previous kind of aspiration, is considered a low or small kind of motivation.
Tani ti mir ti mir chung chung rezi ti yena ta ngarang rang so tani mir ti tin riz yena ten chuk rezi ngaso nang ba wa chue mir ti jukum mundu ta ti na jukum mare chue yin da munda jam ba je go re de se ge mare zi yena ta chue rang ka ti mir chung chung re yena ta chung ge mundu ne kup tin ti je na chuk rezi ge re rezi ti ni ngaso so so rang ge mir ti ga re ta go ndu zi.
So even though this is a limited or a limited kind of goal or a rather confined sort of purpose, it is nevertheless legitimate in the from a Buddhist perspective. So the Buddhist tradition doesn't say, well, you're not allowed to have a goal or a aspiration like this, you need to change it. The Buddhist tradition allows this kind of motivation or goal for the time being, at any rate, provisionally. In any case, everyone needs to examine for themselves their own motivation in taking refuge. The second level of purpose or motivation is a more average level of motivation. So for people with this second level of purpose or motivation, they realize that whilst enjoying happiness and wealth in this life may be one thing, they seek more than this. They seek liberation. They are seeking to eliminate the sufferings of cyclic existence and to be free from the sufferings of the three realms of samsara. So Buddhists with this level of motivation appreciate that wealth, power, and other worldly happiness is not sufficient, and they seek to they seek liberation from samsara. So this is the second, more average level of motivation. So everyone needs to identify for themselves whether this level of aspiration is their level of motivation, or is perhaps their motivation the level of the first level, or is it perhaps a different kind of motivation. This is something that everyone needs to get clear about in their own minds.
Tini karte nga tsu ngu muir ti ti yin na, tini ti la tini thakpa mamba ga tini kiam roo zi ga rezi, ti kora ngarang chikpo mato pa jamba samlo tanga mandu wazi, ngarang thar go undu samba mato, mi jamba la samlo tanga yo mare, ti indi tini thakpa mamba zi ga rezi.
So if our goal or motivation is of this level, then the refuge we take corresponds with the level of the lesser vehicle. This level of motivation is one where an individual is primarily concerned about themselves and not about others. So this level of refuge corresponds with that the level of the lower vehicle.
Aya tenita samba dere samba tepe yakshu dere
Now we come to the third level of motivation, or the third of the third goal, which is the best goal.
대가리진다더니 미기 샘근달라더니 샴냐지 첨보 용켄 코소고더니 잠조데레스.
And this level of motivation is that of people with great loving kindness and compassion.
예 코소가리 삼그레제나 더니 땅 아순든디 심진 망보즈 도즈더니 심진 데서 참마더니 데 나랑 랑라더니 나랑 랑게 끼와 나마 원도시는 나랑 나랑 그 파마 따다 그래지 참마 나랑라 파마지 망용근 지경요 말해지 근데 인디 코스 참마데 나랑라 삼로 땅나데 나랑 빼과든 친구 요리지 데 나초 땅니 따다 장게요 마 참마 지송어레 마토바 동거 돌라 나랑 랑라더니 빼과든 친구 딘디 따다 그래지 근데 인디 Then it corrants or don't last some of Chija Matan at any around Taratov go with Indizena. Don't teach you Meduzi, that Indy Simjan Mambos Gunning around Muschik, the Nitaratovna, the Tondachio Madu. Dindy Indy, the Ning Simjan Sama, the Nitaratovia, the Nizje go and do some the Tondo, the Nitjamdro, Jerioris.
So, what is this level of motivation, or what does it entail? Well, a person who takes refuge at this level of motivation recognizes that there are so many sentient beings, and that all of them have been our parents in our past lives. There was not one sentient being who wasn't. And so for this reason, we have immense gratitude to them, even though it might be the case that we can't remember most of it. In actual fact, all of these beings were at some time or another our parents, and so we really have a great debt of gratitude to them. So if we give no thought to them, pay no thought to them whatsoever, and think only about ourselves, then this is completely meaningless. So so this level of motivation entails taking refuge for the sake of all sentient beings.
Dini ina ta kandi gosare samna dini ta ngarang sangi go nduze ngarang pe na sangi shakja ta pandra wo dini zire sona dini nge mi mangbo la rokpa chi ta ko simje mangbo la pamba drup ta ko ndu ti indi ta ngarang yin ta manda ti ngarang tomba sangi shakja ta pandra wo dini zire ndo go ndu ngarang sangi thop go ndu dini sangi thop na dini nge simje mangbo la pamba dini drup ta ko ndu dini indi ti tondo Then you get there, Jamdo Chiyan, someday. Then you get any some lawyer, is it? Any tea, some law, on tambo, there is, on tang shoot, there is.
If, however, we are going to go about benefiting all beings, at the present state, we are not able to do this because we lack the capacity to do so. If we are going to be of benefit to all beings, it's necessary that we first achieve Buddhahood. If we achieve the state of the Shakyamuni Buddha, then we will be in a position to help. Then we will be in a position to be of benefit to other beings. And so we therefore undertake to achieve Buddhahood in order to be able to actually undertake in order to actually be able to benefit other beings. So in taking refuge for this purpose or with this level of motivation, this is the top level, the absolute number one level or caliber of motivation in taking refuge.
Yungguna tese kakbo yore. Yenna semla girju jabne kale, kale tini tindri samlo muir. O tindri yung utamatap taggo gore. Tini terangya nga so chamro donba jivi kapsi. Tini sosorang ka semla girju jabne muir tindri zika tukne chamro jitamna te peyakbo rez.
In the very beginning, it might be a little difficult for us to generate this level of motivation. However, by working on our minds, it is possible for us to be able to reach this kind of motivation. If today we are able to take refuge with this level of motivation or with this goal in mind, then that is excellent.
어다 띠송 아주 점주 우주 노디지 바리 참아 야보 고송.
So that is a brief introduction of refuge. Did everybody understand this well?
고송했어.
Yes.
고송.
Did everyone understand this well?
Yes. Yeah. 다 약간 듣더니 어더니 뒤 돌아드는 아주 다 점주 돌아드는 아주 논박하시지 지나. 대배역보여래지 돈바 싫당 돈바 안 듣다 띠 나보디 참마 지마터나 띠교요 말 띠나니 지니 니라 보든지 지 참마 지 탑거리 띠지나 역보여래스.
So in addition to the refuge vows, if we are able to take on another few lay precepts, this would be excellent. So it's not necessary for you to take them all. Simply taking two of the precepts would be very good.
되니 디 돈바트 소고나니 치 레라부 니저 되니스 되니 모초 시에게 연되니 대교성의 산로다나 아주 망치 슈디 지탑 그래 삼고 두스
Of the precepts there are two that I would like to introduce the two easiest precepts and these I think will be able to be taken by most people here today
담보디 강레제나
So the first precept is not to kill other humans. Are you able to take the precept or are you able to make the pledge not to kill other humans?
Yes.
That's very good.
Yeah.
However, in taking this vow, there is one thing to think about. So in becoming pregnant, if one was to take medicine to terminate the pregnancy, then this would be considered taking a human life. So everyone needs to be careful and cautious in this regard.
옛날에 되니 코바가 나라 다른 보고충충 매비값스 탑신자마다 만보당지 요지 대소라 되니 보고충충 마착받은지 제나 대교요 말해.
However, prior to a baby being conceived, taking various preventative measures so that a baby is not conceived is completely fine.
되니 나초 낭바스 옛날 되니 나초 돈바지 살비 지니 되니 보고충충 되니 다 립보라 착 살나. 되니 강을 간리오나 가지나 되니 마르키고 그래서
As Buddhists, once a child has been conceived, then regardless of what difficulties or hardships we might encounter, we absolutely need to bring it to life.
되니 강을 침보 요네 되니 깨야라 강을 침보 요네 되니 깨지 자와네 메바든지 연나 되니
So if we're in a position where we simply aren't able to bring a child into the world due to various difficulties, then it is absolutely essential that prior to conceiving a child that we pay great attention to measures that would prevent this taking place. Is this something that everyone's able to do? Raise your hand if this is possible. That's great that everyone's able to do this. So that's one vow that we're all able to take, the vow of not taking a human life.
드니 미무사 빠지게 된 아주 섬진도 드니 사바텔라 제거르지 섬진도 섬진지나 우이
So when we talk about not taking a human life we're referring to not intentionally taking a human life
드니 마시사다 마고사니 베나가서 랑코르 땅에 드니 랑코르 그 잡니 드니 무사 잡반라오다 뜻소 지금 말해지 뜻소 중요 말해서
However, we are not this does not refer to the unintentional or accidental taking of a human life. So if we were to have a car accident and someone were to be killed, then this wouldn't be considered to considered as taking a human life.
드니 쭈요 마레지나 데 탑시요 마레 드니 띠인띵 아츠 돈바단 가르크 마레지 데 돈다 레지.
So in saying that this is that would be okay, what we mean by that is that we there is no way, would have been no way for us to avoid this. So it does not contradict or undermine the vow.
드니 띠 마임 바드니 돈바 잼바시요 데 빼레 라보인 추수 참아 의지탑 그레지 띵 오투시겐스.
So besides this vow, there's another vow that is extremely easy to maintain, and I think that everyone will be able to take it, so I'd like to explain that to you. So this vow refers to telling lies. There are some people who tell lies. They make claims to having powers of clairvoyance when they don't have them. They make claims about being able to see ghosts and spirits and be able to do various kinds of things. So this vow refers to telling lies of this nature. Of course, if you're really able to see these things, or you really are clairvoyant, then saying this, there's no problem. However, there are people who have got none of these powers and are not able to see any of things, but claim they're able to do so and deceive a lot of people. In general, deceiving others is considered as not good, but in particular, this kind of deception is regarded as very serious by the Buddhist teachings. So if we're willing to pledge not to tell lies of this nature, then we can take this vow. Are we able to take this pledge? Is everyone able to take this pledge? That's very good. And anyway, if we did claim to be able to do these things, no one would believe us. They would just think that you're telling lies. So it's good that we take this vow. So aside from these two, there are other three other vows. However, I'm not going to talk about them today. People are free to take them if they want, but you don't have to take them. We're just going to focus on these first two vows. If you're able to take the remaining three vows, then slowly, slowly you can take them at a future point. In taking these two vows that we've just spoken about, there will be no harm or detrimental impact on your everyday lives or working lives. So in taking these two vows, with just a little bit of care, you'll be able to hold and maintain them well in this life. It's not necessary to be overly worried about whether you might break them. However, the benefit in holding them or maintaining them is great. So today, just taking these two vows is sufficient and indeed very good. So we are now going to prepare for the formal taking of the vows.
되니 담봉아 저 참아 열랑니 되니 되니 돈바가 살지 끝에랑 아주 샥슴 살고래서 참아 열랑니 샥슴 자스.
So firstly, everybody, please stand up and turn to the Buddha statue at the front of the shrine room and do three prostrations.
어 열콘님 샥슴 자조스.
He's not cutting hair.
내가 저 랍두숑아 저 잡아서고 물고스.
Monks or ordained practitioners don't need to do this.
어 되니 참아 야른코르니도 참아 살아 야른코르니든지 말 비모니까 즉네더니 다르모자네도스.
So everyone now please kneel with your hands folded in front of you facing the Buddha.
어다 어든지도스 비모니까 살아 즉네더니 다르모자네데고레.
With two hands folded, two palms pressed together in front of you.
어 되니 땅 아주 돈바지 위 값스 되니 아주 운이 전에 되니 삼바 군이 삼바 줌니 지나 로스치스 지나 전신 어 되고래 마토 되니 아주 샘근하네 약보서 삼 마타나 되 돈바티 톱톱 그 말해.
So in taking the vows, it's really essential that we do so with great concentration and focus. If our mind is distracted, then it's not possible to take the vows.
되니 너 할리바 가르침 보임 비셔나 되니 네 양키르드니 돌디포 신이 되니 양키르치 제그인스.
So because this point is extremely important, I reiterate it.
되니 따르탕 아초 되니 돈바지야 텔라 되니 고름슴 요 럼바스무지 부조 상그 부조.
So now in taking the vows, there are three stages or steps that we go through.
되니 돈덕 담보든 아초 가리삼고 그러지나 되니 네 심진 탐질 라드니 네 반바 접근 심진 탐질 라네 록바지 의인 드니 디 돈도 드니 나랑 상기고 드니 나랑 상기하고 싶었 드니 따랑네 잠조 돈바다 드니 때 마임비 돈바드니 저인 삼네 때 삼고티 돈티 돈선 담보 공바 담보인스.
So the first stage or the first step is to think that today I am taking refuge for the benefit of all, to, in order to benefit all beings. It's for this purpose that, or for in respect of this goal, that I need to achieve Buddhahood. And in order to do this today, I'm taking refuge and also taking the other vows as well. So this is the first step.
네니 니바데 가초드니 다 나니마 데랑니 조티 선지 식자트바 나랑 그 돈바인 드니 데 선지 그 추티 나랑 그 냠슬링 그 추인 어 드니 선지 그 드니 추 냠슬링 그 무 참아드니 나랑 그 드니 추적인 삼바 그 담자 데고그리티 겸조레 생아서 공라샤 차르스.
And the second step is pledging from this day onward to take the Buddha as our spiritual guide, to take the Buddha's teachings as our path of practice, and to take fellow practitioners of the Buddha Dharma as our spiritual companions. So as we covered before, this is taking refuge. So everyone needs to make a really firm pledge in their minds.
드니 심바티 드니 가서 공라드니 돈바지야 데리 돈바지 따리 가서 식딩 아랑초 단니마 데라네 조르티 가서 심마송 거 바르드 드니 니 무 쪽자금은 무 무사 삼바티 찌그레스 무 무사 드니 무 무사 바 돈바딩 이저요 삼바티 찌그레스.
So as for the third stage or third step, it is the taking of the vows that we just spoke about before. We make a pledge or vow that from today onwards until the moment that we die, we will not take human lives, and we undertake to hold the vow not to take human lives. And then the second vow, again, not to tell lies about having supernatural abilities that we don't have. We pledge not to undertake this behavior, and we pledge to take on the vow not to engage in this behavior.
어 드니 땅 아초 때 아초 디잉 아주 샘그나라 요피티니 담자디 디니 아주 상기 금든라야 아주 카야 제고 리셰고 리스
So these pledges that we are holding in our mind, we now need to utter with words in front of the Buddha statue.
디니 샤파틴 디니 디난 디 초가틴 디노긴도 디니 네 동거레티니 참마 나랑라 질루제고 리스
So in order to speak these pledges, there is a liturgy that we follow, and I'm going to recite the lines first, and if everyone would then repeat after me. I'd just like to introduce briefly this liturgy. So we begin by identifying ourselves. We need to say our own names as the people who are as the person who is taking these pledges. And then the next line has the meaning of from today onwards until the time that I die. And the next line is, I take refuge in the Buddha. And the next line has the meaning to take refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma. And the next line has the meaning of going to take refuge in the Sangha.
Then it thin the nibs on the chitin tsui vartizinayang, then in aran nimaterangis, don't in aran shimasunku partizigris.
The next line has the meaning from today till the point that I die.
Then it gives me the zumbis on the sorcery, then in aran nambag, then it gives me zumba, or marry give me, then in nambag, lomatin is jerians, it is titoris.
The next line carries the meaning that for the rest of my life I will be a student of the Buddha Dharma. And so these lines we repeat three times. So after we've repeated these lines the final time, the third time, then we have received the vows. So we're going to recite the vows now, and please everyone keep the pledges very carefully in your mind. Because today is a special Buddhist day, then taking refuge and taking the other vows is a really special opportunity. So everyone really needs to be happy about this from the depths of their hearts. If there are ordained monastics among us here today, then it's not necessary for you to repeat these vows. So the liturgy that we are going to recite now, I'm going to read in Tibetan. For those of you who don't understand Tibetan, it doesn't matter because I've explained the content of the pledges of the vows that we're going to be making. So if you just keep the meaning of these pledges in your mind at the time you recite the lines of the liturgy, then this is fine. So we're going to begin now, and if everyone would repeat after me.
Mm-hmm. 디드라디 파르제나 디니르 그레스.
So there's not going to be any translation of the lines. Kambo is just going to recite them, and if everyone would immediately repeat after him.
즌바 공스 소르. 어, 닥망.
Say one's name at this point.
닥망 세고 그레스. 어야, 다야보레. 딘드니 존테. 저전 초이 와르드. 강니 남김 초. 상지라. 잡슴 초오. 초남김 초. 말해, 도착당. 자와 남김 초.
자와 남기 초.
출라 잡슴 초.
출라 잡슴 초.
속남김 초.
속남기 초.
긴든라.
긴든라.
잡슴 초.
잡슴 초.
딘든이 존티.
딘든이 존티.
제춘 소이 와르드.
제춘 소이 와르드.
닥 김닌 더.
닥 김닌 더.
존더 솔.
존더 솔.
아야, 드니 데 당보리 당아서 당은 이바디엔스.
So that is the first round. We're now going to begin with the second one.
드니 참아가 심근알라 담자다서 약보 지니양 알라 집루치스.
So everyone, with the pledges held firmly in mind, please repeat after me.
즌바 공스 소르.
즌바 공스 소르.
드니 양서서고 망제고 그래서 닥망.
So please say your name here.
딘드니 존테. 제춘 소이 와르드.
제춘 소이 와르드.
강니 남김 초.
감 남기 초.
상지라.
상지라.
잡슴 초.
잡슴 초.
도착당.
도착당.
자와 남김 초.
자와 남기 초.
출라.
출라.
잡슴 초.
잡슴 초.
속 남김 초.
속 남기 초.
긴들라.
긴들라.
잡슴 초.
잡슴 초.
딘드니 존테.
딘드니 존테.
제춘 소이 와르드.
제춘 소이 와르드.
김닌 닥 김닌 더.
닥 김닌 더.
준비 존더 솔.
준비 존더 솔.
어떤이 되니 바리 다 쓴바 쓴바 값이 되니 가서 정말 돈바 톰저 그래 돈바 니 톱 그래 지티 잠저고 돈바 니티 김닌 그 돈바 톱 그래.
So that's the end of the second round. We're going to begin now with the third and final round. And at the conclusion of this final round, everyone will have received the refuge vows as well as the lay precepts. So everyone, again, please repeat after me.
준바 공숙 소르.
준바 공숙 소르.
닥망.
Everyone's name here.
딘드니 존테.
딘드니 존테.
집교와
집교
딘드니 존테
딘드니 존테
제춘 소이 와르드
제춘 소이 와르드
강니
강니
남김 초
남기 초
산지라
산지라
잡슴 초
잡슴 초
도착당
도착당
잘와 남김 초
잘와 남기 초
출라
출라
잡슴 초
잡슴 초
속남김초
속남기초
겐든라
겐든라
잡슴초
잡슴초
딘드니 존테
딘드니 존테
제춘 소이 와르드
제춘 소이 와르드
닥 김닌 더
닥 김닌 더
준비 존도 소르
준비 존도 소르
어야 드니 나랑가 탑이 노즈비 값이니 참아가 락소 드니제 고레스.
So when Kampo clicks his fingers, everyone please say Lakso.
Tabino.
So.
Oh yeah. Then he taron yang aso wola. Then he yang then he jilu chego ya ching dozi. Then he wola jilu te kang resina. Then he aso ta ta terang ni aso shima songo parto. Then he chini aso mumusa sambata. Ni ni aso then gorkut tanga aso kongla shapa te mushit. Tini ti mershi pa matsi tini ngaranti donba ti jiru yun samni tamja chini tini yang jivlu chi gores.
So there is another short recitation that we do now, and this recitation has the meaning of pledging from today onwards until the time of our deaths. We will not take other human lives nor deceive other people by telling lies about having supernatural abilities that we don't possess. And not only do we undertake not to engage in these behaviors, but we also pledge to take on the vows not to engage in these behaviors. So please, everyone, repeat again after me.
Lopun gonsu sor.
Lopun gonsu sor.
Jitter ngunkyo.
Jitter ngunki.
Papa drapjumba.
Papa drapjumba.
Detak ge.
Detak ge.
Jitter soyi varte.
Jitter soyi varte.
Chokchopa fande.
Chokchopa fande.
Chokchopa le.
Chokchopa le.
Slar lukpa.
Slar lukpa.
Devjin te.
Devjin te.
Dak mang.
Say one's name here.
Jib jewe kyang.
Shi jewe kyang.
Din dene zongte.
Din dene zongte.
Jitun tsui warte.
Jitun tsui warte.
Chokchopa fande.
Chokchopa fande.
Chokchopa le.
Chokchopa le.
Lar dokpar gyo.
Lar dokpar gyo.
Yanlak tangbo ndi.
Yanlak tangbo di.
Dak pakpa.
Dak pakpa.
Drapchumpa.
Drapchumpa.
Detak ge.
Detak ge.
Lapa la.
Lapa la.
Jisu drapo.
Jisu drapo.
Jisu lapo.
Jisu lapo.
Jisu gyuto.
Jisu gyuto.
Zyanyang.
Zhenyang.
Jitter ngunki.
Jitter ngunki.
Papa drapchumpa.
Papa drapchumpa.
Detak ki.
Detak ki.
Jitter tsui warte.
Jitter tsui warte.
Zinta nawa tang.
Zinta nawa tang.
Zinta nawa.
Zinta nawa.
Fang te.
Fang te.
Zinta nawa le.
Zinta nawa le.
Lar lokpa.
Lar lokpa.
Devjin te.
Dejinde.
Dagmang.
Say one's name now.
Jibjewe kyang.
Jibjewe kyang.
Dindane zongte.
Dindane zongte.
Jitchen soyi warte.
Jitchen soyi warte.
Zindu nawa.
Zindu nawa.
Fangde.
Fangde.
Zindu nawa le.
Zindu nawa le.
Lar dokpar gyo.
Lar dokpar gyo.
Yanlak nipo ndi.
Yanlak nipo ndi.
Dak pakpa.
Dak pakpa.
Drapchumpa.
Drapchumpa.
Detak ge.
Detak ge.
Lapa la.
Lapa la.
Jisu drapo.
Jisu drapo.
Jisu lapo.
Jisu lapo.
Jisu gyuto.
Jisu gyuto.
Oh yeah. Then in the tabi nozi di yang lakso ze go res.
And when Kenpo clicks his fingers again, everyone please say lakso.
Tabi no.
Lakso.
Oh yeah. Then it that's how my error long the young at so sargila shaksum sargures.
And everyone, please stand up again and make three prostrations towards the Buddha.
Then if shaksum sarni, then maru jiro jis, that it tapumuzig need to go marry maru jina shokres.
Everyone now, please sit down again.
Oh, then it's sarn corn in the shokres.
And turn around to face me.
Yeah, then in also the Jamjo Dumbata, Gimming Dumbati Vision Sarsons.
So we have now concluded the giving of refuge and lay vows.
Then in Gimming Dumbati Niore, the Nipo, the Tab Depot, Nisha, Yina, Taron Choso, Pechaga Tola Tani, Hojong Cheese.
So the two lay vows that everyone took today, I introduced briefly, but everyone please go home and read about them in more detail for yourselves. In so far as materials, reading materials or study materials on the lay precepts are concerned, there's a great deal available in Tibetan and Chinese language versions. I don't know about in English, but I'd say there would also be materials in English too. So I'd like to explain a bit more about the refuge vows.
So
So in having taken the refuge vow, it's now really important that we uphold it or maintain it well. If we undertake behavior that contradicts or conflicts with this vow, it's not good. However, this is very easy. There's no need to be fearful about this at all. So in total, there are six actions to be observed in relation to taking the refuge vow. And of these six actions, three of them pertain to things that we need to do or adopt. And there are three actions that we need to avoid or shun. In total, there are six actions. So in having taken refuge, it is necessary for us to have respect for the Buddha.
And
not just the Buddha, but also images of the Buddha, statues of the Buddha or Tanka images of the Buddha. We need to show respect for these too. And in addition to these things, even broken fragments of Buddha statues, such as a broken finger of a Buddha statue, we need to show respect to these things as well. So an example of this would be if we came across a broken statue of the Buddha on the road, or we came across a torn tanka or something like this, then we would pick up the pieces and raise them to the crown of our heads. And this is a symbol of respect or a sign of respect. And then we would take the broken fragments or ripped pieces and place them in a clean spot. So that's the first point. This is very easy, something everyone is able to do. So the second point is in taking refuge, we need to show respect to the Dharma. And this primarily refers to books, Dharma books. We need to show respect to writings of the Dharma. In terms of showing respect, there are many different ways of showing respect. All over the world, people show respect in different ways and through different means. But the most important is having respect in our minds.
So
So an example would be, say, a book like this, after we finished studying it or after we finished doing recitations, then we would take it and place it in a high, clean place. This is how we would show respect to it. So standing or on it with our feet would not be good at all. Sitting on it too would not be good. But we don't need to talk about all of this. The main thing is showing respect to these things. So it's not just mini words or blocks or text that we need to show respect to. Even one syllable we should show respect to. So this is the second point. It's again very easy, something everyone is able to do. So the third point is, in having now taken refuge in the Sangha, it's important that we show respect to the
Sangha.
So among the members of the Sangha, there are people who we are not able to generate faith in respect of, people who don't do good deeds and so forth. So in saying that we need to show respect for all of the Sangha or every member is quite difficult. However, in general, upstanding members of the Sangha, good upholders of the Buddha Dharma, we need to show respect for these people.
And
not just their persons, but also their clothes. It's necessary for us to show respect to their robes that they wear. These are clothes of a they're of a different nature to ordinary clothes. And this again is very easy. There's no sense in which anyone wouldn't be able to do this. Of course, to say that we have to have faith in every single member of the Sangha would be very difficult, and that is not what's being said. So what we do mean then is that placing faith in those members of the Sangha who practice and follow the Buddha's teachings well, or we could say to place one's faith generally in the Sangha. And as Buddhists, this is not something difficult to do. So these are the three actions that we need to achieve or adopt that are associated with taking refuge. And then there are three actions that we should not, regarding to things that we should not adopt or not do.
So
So the first of these pertains to not prostrating and worshipping various worldly gods and ghosts now that we have taken refuge. In Asia, there is a lot of this kind of thing, but not so much, it would seem, in the West, so this probably isn't a big deal.
In places
in Asia, such as China or in Tibet, there are lots of different places where one goes about worshipping various Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and ghosts and spirits, and most people are not able to differentiate which ones are Buddhas, which ones are ghosts, which ones are spirits. In Buddhism, it is said, we say that worldly gods and ghosts are not able to...
지저디니 양자손을 쳐가보라.
사단증 아주 쭉 아주 낭박이지나.
So, as Buddhists, we say that worldly gods and ghosts are not able to protect us. They're not objects of refuge.
Then, in that so rang the lojongshi, so rang the nyamlin chini, then he rang the nyomomba mepa chini, rang the taratubu rematoba, as all ha la riva chan, de la riva chatendi, she not any yapoyomati, yaposing marizing as a number.
In Buddhism, we say that it is through our own study and through our own practice that we eradicate our afflictions and attain liberation. Placing hope in worldly gods and spirits and so forth is not considered appropriate or good. So it's for this reason that it said that it's not appropriate to prostrate before worldly gods and spirits. So, as Buddhists, we prostrate to the Buddha, but we are not prostrating to the Buddha's body or his the form of his body. What it is that we are prostrating to is the Buddha's compassion and wisdom. And these two things, compassion and wisdom, in whomever they reside, we should show respect and pay our respects. So those objects that don't have compassion and wisdom, such as worldly gods and spirits, etc., we don't pay our reverence to, they're of no benefit to us whatsoever. So this isn't a problem for everyone, for anyone either. Prostrating to these images won't be of difficulty. There's nothing to say that we absolutely need to go about prostrating to gods and spirits. Okay, so the second action is slightly more difficult. However, if everyone pays just a little bit of care and does their best to observe it, then this is fine. So in taking refuge in the Buddha Dharma, we are not allowed to harm other beings.
Then it thing as on Nanshu Nyangbung Umanda what it there is.
And in actual fact, this is the real essence of the Buddha Dharma.
Then it seems like the Nopa Mushizyatila Sumyor is Nopa Mushizyatila.
So when we speak of not harming other beings, there are three points entailed. So the first is not harming the bodies of other beings, such as by striking them or hitting them. The second is not harming the minds of other beings, for example, through harmful actions or harmful speech. And the third point is harming the life or the lives of other beings through killing or taking their lives. So in respect of these three points, we need to be careful in our ordinary lives. In terms of not harming the minds of other beings, though, this is something that is not very easy in the course of our everyday lives, our working lives, etc. There are many occasions on which we offend others, so this isn't an easy thing to do.
And
not causing harm to the physical bodies of other beings is occasionally something that's difficult to avoid. However, doing our best to avoid these things is sufficient. The bare minimum, or at the most minimal, we must avoid taking the lives of other beings.
So now
as Buddhists, there is a lot of things that we need to do or undertake, but doing as much as we can, doing our best in respect of these things is enough or is sufficient. However, not taking the lives of other beings is something that we 100% must observe. Because if we take the lives of other beings, then becoming Buddhist or being Buddhist or not being Buddhist, there's no difference. Of course, in saying that we cannot take the lives of other beings in circumstances where we don't realize what we're doing or we don't understand what is happening, then we are not in a position to be able to take countermeasures. So if we go out the door and accidentally stand on an insect, or if we accidentally hit a person or another animal while we are driving, then this is not considered to be taking the life of other beings. So this is a vow. This is our vow. This is like a basic law. If we contravene a basic law of a country, then we go to jail. So this is a very important basic vow that needs to be observed.
교랑 심진 라더니 판바 요약 어딘지 레가스겠나 교랑 강리나 한테 쫑고 말해 강 강리나 쪽지드레스
So from the perspective of the Mahayana tradition, if one is working or doing things for the sake of benefiting other beings, then any kind of action or any kind of conduct is okay insofar as it is for the benefit of benefiting other beings. So, because of this, we don't say this kind of behavior is allowable and this kind of behavior isn't allowable. Insofar as someone is working for the benefit of all beings, then any kind of conduct that is directed towards this goal is permissible. And by the same token, any kind of action or conduct that is oriented towards harming other beings is impermissible. So there's no saying this is allowed and that's not allowed. Any behavior that is oriented towards harming other beings is not allowed. There are cases, though, where we just can't help ourselves and we undertake some kind of improper action. However, in respect of not taking the lives of other beings, this is one that we really need to take proper care to implement. And this is the final action or sub-vow that we need to observe in taking refuge.
Sorry, this coming point
is the final action or sub-vow that we observe. And that is since now taking refuge in the Sangha, we need to join with other groups of Buddhist practitioners, such as Buddhist groups or Buddhist centers and so forth. Of course, visiting other religious places such as Christian churches and so forth is okay. However, insofar as our spiritual study and practice is concerned, we must only study the teachings of the Buddha Dharma. And in respect of various religious traditions, all of them have their good points and their positive content, and so it's necessary to be respectful of all of these. And in respect of any religion or any person of religious faith, criticizing, slandering, insulting, we must not do any of these things. Because doing this would be in conflict with our bodhisattva vow. And we would also be in conflict with our root tantric vows, so this would be considered to be very serious. However, insofar as our practice is concerned, we need to attend to this well.
So 기집지고 그래서
So as Buddhists, we don't say that others such as Christians or Jews or followers of Islam are bad or lowly. We don't say this at all. And Buddhism emphasizes harmony and respect for other religious faiths. And we consider them all as our friends.
옛날에 주족 말에
but not as our spiritual friends or spiritual companions.
동시.
Of course, it's fine for them to be our classmates.
탑쪽이나 초콜릿 자유.
It's fine for them to be our battle companions.
마인비 가서 초콜릿.
Any kind of friend or companion is fine.
옛날 사비사방고 마대 당하서 주족 말했대 얘가 제거 그랬어.
But the most important thing is to recognize that they are not our spiritual friends or companions. So we need to be able to distinguish this. And this is a very easy point again. There is nothing about this that we wouldn't be able to achieve. So of these six points of action or sub-vows that we observe in taking refuge, five of them are very easy. And in respect of the sub-vowel not to cause harm to other beings, this is one that we, if we exercise a bit of care in respect of, then it will be fine. There is one issue, though, one further issue connected with this sub-vowel not to cause harm to other beings, and that is the issue of whether or not we eat meat. In the Mahayana teaching, there is a great deal of discussion or a great deal of commentary on not eating meat and the benefits of vegetarianism. In many cases, of the vegetarianism and not eating meat is frequently advocated. However, as Buddhists, it's not that we necessarily must be vegetarians, or if we are not able to be vegetarians, that we are not considered Buddhists. This is not the case at all. So in respect of this, if you are able to do this, if you're able to not eat meat, then that's great. But if you are for the time being not able to do so, well, so it is. There's no other way. So that is the conclusion of our refuge vow and lay precept vow taking session this morning. Generally, I allow some time for questions and answers after giving refuge, but today, because we don't have any time, we're not going to do that. But if you do have any questions, then we'll see if we've got some time this afternoon for them. So we're going to end with a short dedication of merit. Other prayers and recitations we might leave till the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. zo ne bol